Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just garbage, garbage, just garbage. Jalen Green, second team all-rookie. The first team, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Scotty Barnes, Franz Wagner, and Herb Jones. Yeah, Herb Jones made the Pelicans a big winner. And Franz Wagner, whoa. Yeah, I mean, the Magic just destroyed everyone this year. Now, Scotty Barnes had a great year. Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham, really good. But two-time player of the month, Jalen Green, rookie player of the month. And he can't get first-team love? You know what? This is good. This is good, though. It's good motivation. This is really, really good motivation. Now, we did hear from Jalen after the season ended. Here is Jalen talking about the season and how it finished up.
It would mean a lot. That would make me very happy. So that the work was working and how much I've improved since beginning to end.
And then what is he going to be doing over the summer? That's what we want to know. What are you going to be doing to tighten up your game during the summer, young buck?
No, I'm going to work out with a couple of vets, hopefully DeJounte. Talk to Kyrie a little bit, so I'm going to pick their brain a little bit too. I got some film, a blueprint from my coaches in there right now, so it's going to start as soon as I get home. They're going to send it on Slack.
And what'd you think about playing with the other first-round pick? Well, that could be one of three other guys, but what'd you think about playing with Alperen Şengün? What did you think of him, young man?
He came in skilled, super talented, and made loud noise from the beginning. I'm just glad his English got better because now I can have a regular conversation with him. So, I'm not surprised by Alperen at all. He's a great player.
He was also second team, all-rookie second team. Jalen Green, Josh Giddey, Ayus Dosunmu, Chris Duarte, and Alperen Şengün.
Good job by Rafael Stone.
Yeah.
Good job by Rafael Stone.
Josh Christopher was even a good pick.
Josh Christopher was a good pick, too. We got to find out with Garuba. But, man, you got two yes hits. One looks good so far, Josh Christopher, in a position where a lot of times those guys don't end up doing much. Josh Christopher, now it helps that he was on a not very good team because Christopher wouldn't have gotten playing time on a good team. He probably would have been a G leaguer. But he plays, and he had his moments. Josh Christopher had his moments. So at this time, it looks like Rafael Stone did a nice job in terms of how he handled the draft. And I don't see that. I don't see myself backtracking on that based on Şengün and Green. They both have much higher upside than we've seen them play at. So even if Garuba, even if Josh Christopher became just a guy and Garuba was a washout, you still have two guys in a draft. You still got, if you're able to hit on two players in an NBA draft who end up becoming core pieces of your rebuild, that's a huge win, and that's exactly what looks like took place.
Let me ask you this question. As you just mentioned Rafael Stone and how he handled the draft. Pretty damn good. You know, Jalen Green turned out it was if he at first, but man, turned out to be a really good player, and we got a lot of high hopes for him. I really like the way Nick Caserio handled the Deshaun situation. Now, I mean, and he did take Davis Mills, and you got a quarterback in the third round that, as Pete Prisco just said, and quite possibly, you know what, I could certainly see it, that he would be the number one guy this year in this draft if he would have stayed. So you got really good value in the third round and the other picks that were on the field and contributing. James Click. I know he's probably been handcuffed by Jim Crane, but are you going to give him credit for re-signing Justin Verlander? That's a
Crane move. That's not a.
That's not. Move. Yeah, given Verlander $50 million, a guy who was already here.
I don't know what
who James, he had nothing. What has James Click added to this?
Added some bullpen pieces.
Neres.
Yeah, that may end up being a good one.
He also added Baez.
Yeah, that stunk. But he had the injury. Let's see what happens. I mean, Nico Goodrum. Let's see. He clearly didn't add name guys, but he's got Nico Goodrum. And he added Neres, as we call him, Neres.
Right. And, Rafael Montero in the trade.
Yeah, let's see how those players, they're ancillary
but
players.
But honestly, that is all it is.
Ancillary players is all they added. But did they need a lot more than that? And how much of that is Jim Crane saying, nah, I ain't spending that money?
That's probably
Jim
a big
Crane,
problem.
One thing we've seen with Jim Crane is he'll spend money on a star if you do a deal that's team-friendly in terms of an extension. But that's about it. Like, Jim Crane is not a guy who's out there writing off a bunch of checks. That has not been the case. A two-year deal, you know, you can point to, oh, what about this guy? You mean the two-year player? Justin Verlander? Justin Verlander's as solid as it gets. Like, there's no guesswork there. And you're only having to pay 3 years and then 2 years. That's pretty good if you're the Astros. But that's not – Jim Crane is frugal. That's just become obvious. He is a frugal guy. He'll do what it takes to keep his team at a highly competitive clip. But it just so happens that he's had really good drafts, and so he's had team control for a while, which is really helpful. Some of Click's...
kind of hesitant. He had the fourth highest payroll in baseball. Frugal is not the word I would use.
He adopted two of the contracts. Yeah, but he adopted two contracts, and they were ending. They weren't long-term. I'll tell you what.
What contract?
He adopted initially Justin Verlander's contract, then gave him another one.
He didn't adopt it. He traded for it. He took it on.
Well, that's what I mean. It's
no,
the
but he
same
took
thing.
It on.
I know he took it on. He adopted it.
Well, how can
it.
You
he
say that's
it
frugal, taking on a big contract?
Because it wasn't a long-term deal. It wasn't a 6 or 7
so
years
left
on it.
So, but he still paid him.
I'm not, but you're looking at, yeah, your fourth highest, is he fourth highest paid this year?
No, but
no,
he's still up there.
That's the point. There was a very specific short-term end date. How about the taking on Greinke's deal? Greinke's deal was not long-term anyway. That's what I just said, John. He'll do a 2 or 3 year deal with known commodities.
Yeah, but I think frugal's unfair. He's spent money here. He has absolutely spent a bunch of money.
Your definition
of
frugal.
He's got the 10th highest payroll this year.
Your definition of frugal and mine are maybe different. I'm not calling him a cheapskate. I'm saying he is careful with money.
And you know what?
He's frugal,
and
which
I'm
is careful
tell you this,
with money.
Is it outrageous to think that maybe, just maybe, he was dead on with look at what you're paying. You're paying 1/50th of what you would have paid Carlos Correa. Do you think you're going to get the kind of production that would be a huge value for Carlos Payne for Jeremy Peña? If Jeremy Peña produces this year at 1/50th of the price of Carlos Correa, man, what a value. What a great deal. Because now you've got money freed up for Tucker, Yordan, and he's going to spend that money.
Do you think he stresses?
He's going to have to pay Fromber something. He's going to pay Garcia. He's going to have to pay Garcia. He's going to have to pay.
I'm with you. He's not going to pay. I think these words under frugal, restraint, careful use of money and resources. I think that's Jim Crane. I think Jim Crane is not going to be somebody who crosses a threshold. He has not shown us in any time since he's been in Houston that he's willing to cross a threshold. I'm not saying it's bad, by the way. I think it's fiscally responsible. I do think that there is a chance that he prevents James Click, who you're getting ready to take a shot at James Click, a little bit of a shot, a little bit.
No. All I said is, what is James Click? Then James, and I agree 100%. This is Jim Crane. He's not letting him spend money. He's just not letting him spend money. But you can still find diamonds in the rough. We'll see if Neres is. Certainly Pedro Baez wasn't.
But if he's not letting him spend money, isn't that... mean, doesn't that point to him being a little frugal?
You still got to be able to. No. I mean, no, because he's already got $172 million payroll. I mean, it's not like he's not spending money. This team is spending money.
He's not going to be a guy who keeps his payroll at a certain level over a 10-year run. That's not going to happen. I think he'll keep it not like a top four level for 10 years. I think what he does is, well, and once again, I'm not. He runs it like a business,
no,
and usually that's a negative. But in this case,
Boston is sixth in payroll this year. Are they frugal?
No, but Boston
is
not
usually
afraid.
Up at the top.
Now Boston will fire at any moment. The Yankees cut back 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Or maybe it's longer than that. They cut back because they realized it wasn't a smart play. I think Jim Crane. Once again, don't confuse what I'm saying here. Jim Crane is a businessman. In this sense, I think Jim is on to something. It's just not the. Sometimes you have to spend money that makes you uncomfortable if you want to compete at the highest level in the major league.
I will say he did. And I would tell you this. He probably just didn't think Carlos Correa was worth it.
See, I think he got a steal for Justin Verlander. At that level, for that shorter-term deal, that's stealing.
Except he extended it.
He extended it 2 years.
Yeah.
No, yeah. He extended it 2 years. It's not it, but that's not, that's still a good contract for the team.
He also paid a guy $66 million for one start.
But that's has nothing to do. Would he have given him $66 million if he knew he was getting one start? No.
No one would.
That's what I'm saying. So you
that's
don't give
dumb
him credit.
No
so,
one would.
Well, then don't give him credit for it.
Well, no.
He had to because it's on the contract.
Well, right. Okay. All right, when we come back, we're talking Jalen Green, and we're talking Rockets basketball with Roosh Williams right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Right now, I'm talking about windows. I'm talking about your old aluminum windows, those windows that you've had for, you've maybe had them since you moved into the home. And, you know, if you're dealing with windows that are single-pane windows where you can feel the cold air, it's leaky windows, the movement in the soil has caused your windows to leak a little bit, dust gets inside your home, it's noisier. Well, you've got cheaper single-pane windows that are not even made in Texas. You've got double-strength, very beautiful windows that are made right here in Texas for Texas weather. They're extremely energy efficient, and that's something I want to stress. With rising prices of energy, you want to make sure you have energy efficiency. Allstate Windows and Siding, they happen to have siding jobs and new windows that they can install that gives you that added energy efficiency. It beautifies your home. Gives it more curb appeal, but really does lower your energy bills. Call 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. And get 25% off your windows. And for a limited time, 0% financing for a full 3 years when you mention you heard about it here from me and ESPN 97.5. For the best rate, call Allstate. Family owned for four generations with cash discounts for military, senior citizens, and once again, cash discounts. Make sure you take advantage of AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Roosh Williams joining us right now here on ESPN 97.5. A Rockets savant, Rockets analyst, and we wanted to break down what we saw at the end of this season and what we saw with Jalen Green. Roosh, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great. So let's talk about where the team ended up, the worst team in the league. But man, oh man, oh man, oh, did Jalen Green look nice the last couple of months of the season. Looked like everything that we thought he could be. And it took a little while. I was just watching Anthony Edwards there celebrating last night. And you know, it reminds me a bit of him last year, Roosh. It started really, really slowly. And now all of it, and look at Anthony Edwards now. He's a really, really good player, and that team is winning all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a lot of similarities between the two. Both two guards, shooting guards in the league, both young. Both took a while to figure it out. Both had kind of very inefficient starts, and, you know, everyone measures efficiency these days. So it matters. They both started out really inefficient. And Anthony Edwards put it together, had an incredible season. And the last, I'd say, the last 49 of 67 games of the season for Jalen Green, he was putting up like 18-plus, three boards, three dimes on good numbers. And then that last, you know, 2 weeks, he looked like Kobe freaking Bryant. And his rookie numbers end up, if you go and look at the stats, they look eerily similar to Kobe's sophomore season. So I'm excited. I think Houston should be excited. It's just nice to see that the lotto pick looks like the truth.
Roosh, you did a good job, I thought, basically over the last month and a half of really hammering on a lot of the positives for the Rockets and keeping things in perspective and context. But it certainly got easier. And that included when Christian Wood was off the floor, how Kevin Porter Jr. played, how Jalen Green played. You started to find some different trends. Talk about some of the trends that you saw with this Rockets roster over the last 2 months that should give fans some insight into their offseason or maybe things to be excited about.
Yeah, I mean, listen, so we just covered Jalen Green. I think that's reason number one. It looks like we have a superstar in the making, and it's nice to transition from James Harden, who was an all-star shooting guard, to Jalen Green, who now looks like a potential all-star shooting guard. In addition to that, you talked about it. Kevin Porter Jr. kind of had a Jekyll and Hyde season. The first 20, he played 61 games, I believe. The first 26 games of his season for Kevin Porter Jr. were pretty bad. I mean, frankly, they were just abysmal. The last 36 games, though, he actually stepped it up, man. He put up, over the last 36 games of his season, he put up 18 points a game, 6.5 dimes, 4.5 boards, a steal per game, limited his turnovers to under 3 per game, which is phenomenal, especially given how much he handles the ball. Shot 45% from the field and 40.4% from three on 7.5 three-point attempts per game. So he looked like the real deal. And then in those last 2 weeks, he said, with Christian Wood off the floor, he exploded, and he was putting up like 29-7-7, something crazy. So it looked, you know, for most of the season, it looked like the Rockets had an issue with who was shooting the ball. And then all of a sudden, when Christian Wood was off the floor in those last 2 weeks, it became very clear that Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. were going to be your primary shot getters. And they looked the part, man. They averaged 58 points a game together combined, I think, over those last couple weeks, or at least with Christian Wood off the floor. So the Rockets might have the backcourt of their future. And in addition to that, I mean, Alperen Şengün has shown his flashes, and he finally got a chance to start and started looking like a legit NBA starting center. He still is not 20 years old, by the way. Turns 20 in July. And then Josh Christopher, one of the other first-round draft picks, he only had 14 games where his minutes were up and down, but he had 14 games this season with 25 or more minutes, right? So actual NBA minutes. And in those games, he averaged 15.5 points per game, 3.5 dimes per game, and almost 4 boards per game on 51.5% from the field, shooting just under 39% from three on 4 three-point attempts per game. So the Rockets have some players, and the young guys are really starting to kind of fill it in. Even Usman Garuba at the end of the season started kind of looking like what I was expecting from him. And then we heard Rafael Stone recently talk about how the Rockets hope that they have enough assets to put together some compelling trade offers in the offseason. So hopefully that is some type of hint into the future of how they're going to start operating.
Roosh Williams with us here on ESPN 97.5. He's a host of State of the Rockets and the Noble and Roosh Show, the number one podcast on Ball is Life Network. Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, Rockets have number one pick. Who are they taking?
Oh, man, tough question. Don't hold me to it, but right now I really like Jabari Smith. The way he shoots the ball from the floor, the way he defends the perimeter, I know both of those skills will translate over to the NBA immediately, whereas, you know, a guy like Chet Holmgren, I still have some question marks. And then Paolo Banchero looks like he could be a star, but how does that fit with what you got going on? I'm not quite sure. But Jabari Smith, some people describe him as a 6'10" Klay Thompson. Shooting is a premier, you know, thing, skill that you need in the NBA, and he does it very well. And he's just got some NBA-ready moves in the post as well, fadeaways, kind of bump and one-dribble shots and things like that. So I personally love Jabari Smith. He also gives you a little bit of size at 6'10" and some length as well.
You think there's any way they could go wrong with Banchero or Chet Holmgren? Like, those are the three guys that get talked about the most, provided they're in the top three picks. Do you all of them have differences in their games and offer different, you know, different advantages, frankly? And there's some other drawbacks on each of them. Well, at least on Banchero and Chet Holmgren. But do you see all three of them fitting into what the Rockets currently have?
Yeah, I mean, there's a world where all three of them work. Look, if Chet's defensive prowess is the truth, then obviously the Rockets desperately need interior defense, and he could provide that. And you've seen what a guy like Evan Mobley has been able to do in the NBA. My concerns are obviously the frame. I don't want to overblow that concern, but just to be like a defensive player of the year type of player, I think he might need to be a little stronger and then laterally quicker. I also don't know how his handle translates to the NBA, but I'll tell you this. I have an inkling that the Rockets are looking for their next star, right? Obviously, we've already talked about Jalen and Kevin Porter Jr., but I think acquiring star-level talent is at the top of Rafael Stone's list, the GM for the Rockets. So I do think Bancaro is in the sights of the Rockets because I think they think he could become a star. And look, you don't want to draft for fit at the top of the draft. You want to go best player available. And if Bancaro could be like a future Julius Randle type of player, there's a world where that could work too. I mean, you could get your big two and Jalen Green and Bancaro right there, and boom, start it off. So,
I think they need some bulk in the middle. And I love Şengün, and he's going to grow more into his body. But man, they just got run over by big centers. And you know what? Look at the centers in the league now, Roosh. I mean, they're that's all you can. You got to be a center now to be an MVP candidate.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's been the rebirth of the center, which I think has been cool to see, right? Jokic and B.
The skilled big man, though, not just center. These are skilled bigs who can shoot, pass. Like, they're not Shaq big. They're not Dream big. It's a different big now.
Hey, and the good news is I'm eyeing the Rockets' Brooklyn pick, right? So the Brooklyn Nets pick is going to fall either at 16 or 17, depending on what happens with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so the Rockets will get that pick this first round. And I'm eyeing a guy like, maybe a Walker Kessler out of Auburn or a Mark Williams out of Duke. Just an interior presence on the defensive side and on the boards. And then someone that can kind of catch and finish dunks over the top as well. So I wouldn't sleep on the Rockets potentially doing that if they don't use that pick to trade.
You already got it. Fernando Bruno. That's my guy.
He's 6'9", though.
He plays bigger. He plays bigger. That's my guy right there, Roosh. Okay? He's going to be...
Yeah, he looked great to close the season.
He's going to be the next Montrezl Harrell. We're going to get rid of him, and then he's going to go out and do nice things. That's my prediction.
It's very possible. They do... I believe he's a restricted free agent, so they do have a decision to make with him. So they might let him walk, and he might go put up some Montrezl Harrell numbers at about the same height.
Yeah. No. I think that's his comp. I mean, he comes in and he adds energy, adds defense, some shot blocking ability, and he'll score some. So I think that could absolutely happen. I wouldn't mind Mark Williams at all. That'd be nice.
Yeah, and look, I might sound a little crazy, and Usman Garuba is only 6'8", but he's got a crazy wingspan. He's not going to be that, locked down center in the paint. But for the time being, I think he will fill some of those needs once he actually gets some playing time and gets conditioning into shape. I don't know how much of him you actually saw down the stretch at the end of the season there, but he looked, every bit of the truth, hustling on the boards, keeping rebounds alive, blocking shots. So I'm pretty high on Garuba as well, but they do need size. They need, a 6'11 or a 7-footer that can just bang down low and not get trampled by the bigs of the NBA.
What a substantially different conversation to have right now than last year at the same time. Like, hope is in the air and excitement coming off of a 7-game losing streak for the Rockets where they finished 3-13 down the stretch. And yet, even in the building, even at the game, if you watch the game, they're getting their asses kicked by Atlanta. And it's like, there wasn't a care in the world. Like, so? Jalen's going for 41. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of positivity around the Rockets.
Hey, and to add on to that, we got $47 million of John Wall that's just been sitting on the bench. So at some point, there's going to be a resolution there. And then, man, speaking of the future, look, the way that the Rockets, in my opinion, have structured this thing is they've got their star talent with these rookies, right? They got Jalen Green. We'll see if Şengün is a cornerstone or not. They've got a decision to make coming soon on Kevin Porter Jr. He's a restricted free agent after next season. So whether they initiate extension talks this offseason, we'll see. But at the very least, after next season, that will be an issue. But the 2023 summer, right, the cap sheet is going to be clean. So Eric Gordon's contract is no longer guaranteed. Christian Wood expires. Everyone comes off the books except for these rookies they drafted. Kevin Porter Jr. will figure out what they do, and then Jayshon Tate will be up for an extension as well. And then they're going to draft another couple of rookies most likely this summer, at least one, you'd think, right? But the point is the cap sheet for 2023 is going to be clean. And so the Rockets will have, you know, max type money to go throw at free agents. Now, will they attract such free agents? We don't know. But I think the hope is that, you know, Jalen Green starts blossoming and he becomes someone that players want to come play with. Whoever the young talent they put next to him is the same. Maybe Kevin Porter Jr. is, you know, a borderline all-star the way he's been playing lately. And all of a sudden the Rockets have financial flexibility, and then they can trade some of these picks they have. They can maybe attach some of these picks to guys like Christian Wood and Eric Gordon. Maybe they could take that Brooklyn pick and attach that and trade up. And all of a sudden land, you know, a proverbial big fish and really get this thing turned around kind of overnight, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. That's Roosh Williams right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the Noble and Roosh show. And you can find it at Ball is Life. Find his podcast. And he's all things Rocket, all things Houston, even though he's in L.A. for some reason. No one gets it. Roosh, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us. Great Rockets talk, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, gentlemen. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Let's get Roosh on when we have the NBA draft.
For sure.
Yeah, we got to get him back on to see and break down what our Rockets did in the draft. Right now, you got to break down. Hey, an unbelievable contract extension in the AFC West. We will talk about it on the other side. But first, you got to talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios, they're open here. They're open in the Dallas area. They're doing monster business in Dallas. And then they're soon going to be open in Austin. I think he's looking to go outside of the state. The word has traveled and continues to travel about the work that Steve and Shell and Texas Custom Patios does. I found them myself. I brought them on the radio. I said, Steven, you've got to come on the radio. I got to tell people about this. This is unbelievable work that you do. I couldn't have been happier to this day. I'm very, very happy. And what happens is I tell you about it, but it's also word of mouth, because when someone goes to a patio that they've built, when somebody goes to that outdoor living space, they see that outdoor kitchen, it feels like just an extension of the home. That's how it's built. Literally, they extended my roof. They extended the pitch of the roof and matched the roofing structure that I have, the same type of metal shingles. They matched it exactly. It's amazing the job that my friends over at Texas Custom Patios did. Once you see it, you want one for yourself. Well, guess what? They can build one for you. They can get you financed so that you can get the patio, the outdoor living area of your dream. You get your furniture in there. You get your bar area in, your stools that the bar stools next to it. You get your kitchen set up just the way you want it. And, I mean, you are really living your best life. TexasCustomPatios.com for the very best in outdoor design and outdoor living. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So are you a XFL guy now? Have you figured out your allegiance?
Of course I'm an XFL guy. What are you talking about? That's my team.
So you're out on USFL.
I'm going to root for our team, our gamblers, but I'm an XFL guy.
Okay. The head coaches are out for the XFL. Here are your 8 head coaches for the XFL when they return in 2023.
Wade Phillips going to be a head coach. Hoping to get a lot of good football players out there, maybe get up the field, get some sacks.
Will he be the Houston head coach?
I hope so.
June Jones not back.
Houston is having a team, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wade Phillips, Bob Stoops, T-Buck, Terrell Buckley, Hines Ward, Rod Woodson, Reggie Barlow, Anthony Becht, and Jim Haslett.
Jim Haslett has head coaching. Bob Stoops has head coaching experience. Wade Phillips has head coaching. T-Buck, listen, I was in Green Bay with T-Buck.
He talks.
If you told me he was going to be a head coach someday,
you never would have guessed
that. I would have said, you're not.
And he may not be for long. Hines Ward wants to do this, so this is a good entree for Hines Ward. I've told this story before. Hines Ward got the interview with Houston because of Jack Easterby. And Jack did it as a favor to somebody he knew, I guess, who knew Hines Ward and said he'd be Jack's kind of guy. And from what I was told by someone in the know, Jack handled the interview with Hines Ward. Nick kind of just sat back. But I think that was almost like, okay, Jack, this is your guy. You handle the interview, and we'll I think it was a favor to Hines Ward more than anything, because it did. It wouldn't have made sense for Hines Ward to get the
help with the Rooney Rule.
Yeah, it wouldn't. But it wouldn't have made sense for Hines Ward to get that job. Same way, it wouldn't have made sense for Josh McCown.
No, but that's
to
what the Rooney Rule is about: getting guys interviews so they can
into it. Yeah, yeah,
they can see what that's like. It's the next time he interviews for a head coaching job, it won't be his first time.
But that's what this is. That's potentially what this is, because you got first-time coaches in Rod Woodson, Reggie Bar. I think Reggie Barlow's first-time coach, Terrell Buckley, Anthony Becht, who's a tight end, who I know has been involved in. I've done radio shows with him before on some streaming network. I can't remember
what
it was
called.
He's not
a Rooney Rule guy.
No, I think he's maybe Italian.
He's a what?
Maybe Italian.
Becht. Well, Bechtali. Is that what he is?
I think he might be biracial, but regardless, it's not about Rooney Rule. It's about him coaching. That's a former player who wants to become a coach.
Yeah.
Or at least wants to do this. You know, for some coaches like Bob Stoops and Wade Phillips, they want to coach without having to do all the other crap.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to do this for 10 months. I don't want to go through
a
combine.
4 or 5 month job. 5 month job. Although guys will put more into it. You see, the Texans had a signing today. Steven Nelson from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, cornerback.
Yeah, according to Aaron Wilson, it's a 2-year, $10 million deal, according to sources. He had 50 tackles last year, one interception.
He can start at nickel for you. This is the weird thing. You got him and Desmond King. I mean, he's a better football player than the guys you have. He's not a solution outside, I don't think. But he's a guy who could play on the roster if you need him to, who could give you starts. I mean, he's done it before. So that's all right. What was the signing you were talking about in the AFC West?
So take a guess. Who extended their quarterback?
In the AFC West, it's not going to be KC. Probably won't be Herbert. D. Carr?
3 years, $121.5 million. $40.5 million a year.
You know who's literally
cleaning his glasses.
I mean, it's just crazy that that's the money that you're
that's
giving
money
for above average quarterback.
You just paid Devontae Adams 25 a year.
You don't even have to be elite. You don't have to be an elite quarterback to get elite money.
Well,
now, you know what the Ravens are saying? First, it was the Texans. Now it's the, because they don't feel like they don't want to pay. They're going to have to. They don't want to pay Lamar Jackson $40 million, but then they're like, okay, well, I guess we're going to do what we're going to do. Now Lamar Jackson
looks at that
is still not doing. And this is ESPN. I think this is wrong of ESPN. They have a segment today. Did you see their segment?
No.
Should Lamar Jackson play without an extension? That's them discussing whether or not a player should sit out on a contract. I think that's acting in bad faith for somebody who is a partner with the league in terms of their broadcast rights to have on your programming the idea of a player sitting out without an extension when that player doesn't even talk to the team about the extension. I think that's just really where we are in sports. I think that is very irresponsible for ESPN to have that as an actual conversation. I really do. Should he sit out without an extension? No, he's got one of two things happens. He either has an extension or he can sit out whenever they're going to put a franchise tag on him.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of his first year.
To me, it's a little.
I mean, his first contract.
To me, it's a little like Saul Goodman giving half off on nonviolent felonies.
Yeah,
you know, because
you're asking like you're making people say, okay,
I'm gonna commit a nonviolent felony, but I'm gonna get half off.
I'm gonna get half off my defense.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's one of the concerns you have. I went back. I'm rewatching because guess what? April 18th is not far. What day are we? We're April 13th.
Next Monday. Astros
five days
opening
away.
Day.
It's opening day for Better Call Saul and the Astros.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, it's not opening day. It's the home opener.
Right. Opening day.
You can't call it opening day.
It's the home opener. You're right.
Home opener.
The Astros have won 10 straight, which is the greatest run in Major League history.
Our boy Kobos is, I think, going to try to have a big blowout out there.
Well, he's waited long enough, that poor guy. I mean, good Lord. He opens up right there in the World Series, and then, oh, let's have a lockout. What?
I know.
Oh, my God.
That
goodness.
Didn't last long. Well, I mean, it lasted, but no one
for
was
him,
gonna...
it's 3 weeks longer.
Yeah. Yeah, and 3 weeks for a restaurant is a big, big, big deal.
Yeah, I guess. All right, 942 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. News of the weird. The weird is coming your way next right here on ESPN. And there's some weird stuff here, I can tell you. Weird stuff coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know what's weird is you being with this payroll company that is, in the long run, is actually charging you more. Okay, so they're going to come at you and they're going to say, oh, no, HRMP, look, our payroll is cheaper. And you go, oh, wow, that's great. No, let's see your cheaper payroll. But then all of a sudden now, no, you got to take this 401k plan. No, you got to take our insurance plan. No, all these benefits packages. This is, no, that's what you got to take with our payroll. Wait, what? It's more expensive. Yes, it's more expensive, people. HRMP will offer you payroll and HR. And then they're going to offer, well, look at your business size. Here's a great option for you guys. Oh, you don't like this one? Here's another option. They're not in the 401k business. They're not in the insurance business. That's what the other payroll companies are doing. So they're making money on you while HRMP is actually saving you money. Look at it. Look at the long haul. Don't just look at short term here. So if you're looking for the best way to get your payroll and your HR, go with our guys. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Well, actually, you can't call in now because we got News of the Weird coming your way here on the show. Lance, this is a beautiful home. Look, I'm looking at a beautiful white two-story home, white pillars out front.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just
yeah.
Gorgeous. A lot of the houses in the neighborhood going for well over $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. This one's going for $800,000.
Oh, wow.
Five-bedroom house.
Wow, that seems like a discount. Well, that seems like a great deal.
Well, here's the deal is... you're not allowed to go down into the basement nor see who's living there. And they will come with the house. Do you want to buy a house with someone living downstairs? And, oh, by the way, you can't go see where he or she is living.
I don't. I don't. So let me get this straight. So whenever they have the release of information in the description, they have to release. So you have to tell if there's been, I think, a death in the house. You have to tell if there's been fire damage, I believe. Right. You have to tell if there's been water damage. Yeah. So you also have to say if someone is going to be living there and come to the house.
Well, yeah, she apparently...
What if you want it as an exclusion?
The basement residence is someone who weaseled her way in and has been there for about 3 years, squatting, and comes with the house.
You can get rid of squatters.
No,
you know
can't.
How? Snakes.
Well, that's not... Then you could be charged with murder, too.
How are you charged with murder? Would a snake accidentally... a snake's never gotten into places?
Oh, well, what about the people?
I'm just telling you. You didn't hear it from me, but you know how the best way to get rid of a squatter is? Snake.
Yeah, I'm sure that squatter will... How do you squat? If you leave, I'm locking the doors.
This
you can't
whole
get back
thing,
in.
This, none, the squatting thing, I can't even talk about because it gets me too mad. Somebody can just decide they take over your place and they're a squatter?
They just squat.
Squatter's rights?
Yeah, squatter's rights. That's it.
Like I said, you think you can squat and you think you're going to squat in someone's house in New York or New Jersey or Philadelphia?
No.
You think you can just squat here? You think you can just go into somebody's house
and live there
and just say, oh, this is my basement now? Yeah. I'm squatting?
Well,
no. That ain't gonna fly.
Well, that's not gonna fly here.
The baseball bat is gonna be involved.
Because there is no house here. Apparently a woman is planning to sue a company and the city after a construction company mistakenly demolished her home.
Oh,
that's a
how
horrible mistake.
Do you sue? So you got it. So You're going to have to collect on everything that was inside your home.
Yes.
All your memories you never get back. She's going to make out here.
Big. Yeah.
She's going to make out.
You lost everything.
You lost everything.
She said she lived there since she was 10.
Here's what you do. Your homeowners. No, it's their insurance has to pay. Yeah, wow, that's a lot. Your home, their home, their insurance is going to have to pay. Then you sue them on top of it.
Yeah, I mean,
she is going to make out.
She's going to make out. She'll be okay. Well, here's a problem. An insurance company is having a fight with the owner. Apparently, rodents devoured a man's electric car, and nobody wants to cover the damage.
Does this make you think twice about your electric truck?
Well, no.
A rodent's going to eat it.
They gnawed at Big Chuck's big chunks of wiring, causing more than 5,000 pounds in damage. And the car's warranty nor insurance will cover it. Do you think that it should be that you should be able to get coverage for rodents gnawing your electrical
100%,
car?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. If rodents get in there and eat your car, yes.
What if they ate up the wiring in a standard gas based car? I guess that wouldn't be either.
Well, they have wiring in that too, yeah.
Yeah, there's wiring in
gas cars too. Dominatrix is really, really upset. Apparently, DoorDash has banned bringing her food because of her sex work. Do you think that dominatrixes should be able to eat too?
It's probably something like dominatrix or something. But here's the thing. My guess is it's not because of her what she does for a living. My guess is because it's how she comes to the door.
Well, it could be that, or maybe she's well known. Here's what she said: sex workers bend over backwards. Never mind.
Hey, is this ballsack?
She said bend over backwards to conceal our identities in order to be treated fairly in mainstream society. And these big tech companies use special software and AI to sniff us out and block us from their services. I would think you'd be wanting to go.
DoorDash, I don't care. Guess what I'm doing? I don't care. Whatever your job is, I'm delivering.
If I'm a DoorDash driver, I'm like, hey, send me to the dominatrix.
There's a couple things I would not feel comfortable. Of course, those same people should probably be in jail, what I'm thinking of, but because it's illegal. But, yeah, there's nobody I'm not delivering to. I got to get paid.
Well,
I got to get paid.
Buffalo Bill, I wouldn't want to, you know.
That's a jailable offense.
Homicidal.
If you're a known, if AI can sniff out a serial killer.
Right.
No, I don't want to deliver.
How big are you?
Well, why are you asking?
What?
Can you go put that sack
lotion
right there? Go put that sack of lotion on the table, please.
The new Hertz CEO, Steven Schur. Don't do the dance.
Why are you dancing,
You do the
sir?
Dance every time. Don't do the dance anymore.
Do the dance.
New Hertz CEO, Steven Schur, says that no customer should be arrested for driving cars that they rented. Do you think you should be arrested for driving a car that you rented from Hertz?
Apparently, you feel like you're leaving something out here.
Well, no. Apparently, Hertz has had people arrested when actually they rented the car.
And they thought
they were stolen.
Maybe they had it for too long. My guess is.
Yeah. Well,
my guess is they had it for too long.
The vast majority of these cases involve renters who were many weeks or even months overdue.
Well,
returning vehicles. And who stopped communicating with us well beyond the scheduled due date.
Oh, well. Quit trying to take my car with no payment.
Well, but I'm going to come back. I'm bringing it back.
Don't care. Where's my cheese?
I'm bringing it back.
Theft of service. It's theft of service. Huh. Now, Sixt rental car will jack you. I had them basically, I won't even say it, but I'm just telling you, never, ever in your life, ever. I'd never even heard of this company. Never use them ever.
Oh, no.
There's a whole racket. You can Google them and read what they do. I've got somebody who wants to use me on a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, you're not alone in that one. That's shady.
S-I-X-T. Stay away.
That sounds like a member of Plexico Burris. He would rent cars and then just never pay or return them.
It's a great deal. I mean, the guy that shot himself in a club when he was wearing a when he had a gun in his warm-ups?
Yeah, right.
How did Flex not? How did he fail?
How is Flex doing today?
I don't know. He's coaching the XFL.
No.
I know.
He's not a coach in the XFL.
I have no idea. I
wonder how much money Flex has left.
I'm guessing. Based on some of his life choices, you feel like whatever your number is, I'm going under.
We're done, Vanessa and Gallant. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You have a great day, everybody.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.